featured letter, real cost of NHS cuts. The scale of the funding crisis in the NHS is most often measured in eye-watering figures, but the effect of the cost-cutting and stampede towards privatization has tens of thousands of human faces caught up in this escalating care nightmare. Campaigning outside of the Bristol Royal Infirmary, two patients stopped to detail their own case histories. The first, still dressed in pyjama bottoms, had been due earlier that morning to undergo a cancer operation. He'd been prepped for surgery and was awaiting taking down to theater when he was told that, due to there being no acute beds available, he would have to go home, even though the surgeons were waiting for him. Bewildered, angry and close to tears, he said this was the second time the operation had been cancelled. Now, as he stood shivering waiting for a friend to come and pick him up, he despaired of whether he'd get his operation at all. Another patient had arrived from her home in Torquay, and recounted how she had had to travel to Bristol for a scan that her own local hospital had declined to perform, even though staff said they possessed the means to do so. Ferried 108 miles by NHS transport, she was fuming about the cost and the absurdity of having to make a journey for a procedure that had taken just a couple of minutes. She laughed bitterly at the notion that we still have a national health service, commenting that every trust is in a dog-eat-dog fight to maintain its own sectional budget. A third patient came out while we were talking and unleashed a volley of abuse against Richard Branson, whose Virgin Care Group had gobbled up a lucrative long-term contract to run community care services in Bath. Her hatred for privatization was visceral, her comments unprintable. All agreed that the NHS we've grown up with in our lifetimes is in peril. We fight for it, or we lose it. Next March is national demonstration to defend our NHS cannot come quickly enough. Robin Clapp, Bristol.